Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 39, Allie.
Your date with Jamal go good?
Carter asked, leaning against the locker and crossing his muscular arms over his chest. He sent me that smirk that all the other girls probably went nuts for.
You finally let him hit it after those soggy Saturday night fries?
Fuck you, Carter, I said through clenched teeth, opening my locker again to get the damn books that I had finally found out of it. I was going to be late for Mr. Barnes's class and get another period closer to Imani killing me for leaving her alone. Carter glanced into the locker and pulled out the dildo.
You buy this because Jamal isn't big enough for you, baby.
He slipped closer to me and rested his hand on my shoulder, leaning in.
You wouldn't have to worry about that with me. I'd fill your tight little ass up until you screamed.
Turning around, I punched him square in the jaw. He stumbled back a bit, gently rubbing his face and smirked.
Feisty, he said, stepping back toward me again. Just how I like them. You'd fucking learn to be a good little...
He placed a single finger on my thigh beneath my skirt.
Or...
Suddenly, he tensed, and Kai appeared behind him, sticking something against the back of his neck.
You fucking move your finger a fucking millimeter up her thigh, and you'll get a bullet in your skull.
Carter chuckled, like the fucking psychopath he was, and put his hands into the air.
You got me.
He walked past us and down the hall, turning around to face me.
You want to get your world rocked, Allie? You know where to find me after school.
Kai stuffed his gun back into his waistband and scowled at his departing figure.
You're welcome,
he said to me like I owed him an apology. All the Poison Boys acted like they owned the world and that everyone owed them everything. I couldn't see how Imani could like them.
Thanks.
I said, finally retrieving the books out of my locker. What do you want?
To talk,
Kai said, looking back at me and leaning against the locker.
About Jace?
I arched a brow. What about him?
He's hurt you for the past 2 years,
Kai started.
Don't you think it's time for a little payback?
I don't have money to pay you to get Jace back for me, I said, not really wanting him to know that Jace and I were... kinda, sorta, a couple or thing again. I didn't really know what to call us, especially after this morning, when he'd placed his hand on my thigh and told me that he missed us.
Free of charge, Allie,
Kai said, sprawling a hand across his chest.
I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart.
I snorted. You and the rest of Poison don't have any goodness in your heart.
True, but I owed your dad a favor before he died. We'd be even after this.
Why do you owe my dad a favor? I asked, crossing my arms.
That's none of your business,
Kai said, stuffing a hand into his pants pocket.
You want my help or not? I have some ways to torture Jace that you'd be interested in. Rumors, embarrassing pictures, money you can donate to whatever kind of charity that you want, and some other stuff that can't be discussed on school grounds.
I slapped my hand against his chest. How about you take all the porno magazines, DVDs, and the dildo out of my locker and we'll call it even? I asked, not wanting him to fuck with Jace anymore. He had been through hell and back already. Kai arched his brow, a smirk crossing his face, as if I had given him permission to do something terrible to Jace.
Deal.
Walking into the cafeteria, I tried to ignore the stares from the entire student body. Everyone had seen the pictures of me with the dildo and those porno magazines at my locker. And everyone, even the damn teachers, were talking about me confessing my undying love for my stepbrother on Friday night. I kept my gaze low and made a beeline for the nerd table. Poison sat in their usual corner, staring over at me as I walked in. Kai arched a brow at me and slightly nodded toward the football table, where Jace had to be sitting. After peeking a glance at it, I saw Jace sitting next to one of his teammates on one side and an empty seat on the other. When he made eye contact with me, I turned away and sat across from Imani, who leaned forward. Do you want to eat in the library? She asked me. People are pissing me the fuck off with those pictures of you. I don't want you to feel like we have to sit here. Before I could say two words, Jamal sat next to Amani and gave me a half smile.
Don't listen to them, Allie. They're immature fucking brats. I'll find out who stuffed all that shit in there.
Imani gave him a side eye at how close he was to her and scooted an inch to her left.
Yeah, don't listen to them. They mean nothing anyway. They're not going anywhere in life, and they will stay in Redwood for the rest of their lives, especially Nicole. Fuck that bitch, Jamal and Imani said at the same time.
Imani gave Jamal another stink eye, then continued to eat her sandwich. I sank in my seat, shoulders slumping forward as I tried to make myself small again. Everyone was staring. Every fucking one. Even Nicole and Jenny, and some of the nerdy kids on the debate team. I peeked a glance at the football table to find Jace suddenly gone. Someone sat down beside me, placing their lunch on the table, and their hand on my knee.
I saved a seat for you, Jace said.
Almost instinctively, I pushed his hand away and stared at Imani. She had her eyes narrowed at me in a death glare. Even Jamal looked surprised that Jace had come to the outcast table and was eating with us as the entire school looked on. After the whispers finally died down, Imani cleared her throat.
So, Allie, where were you this morning? And what happened between you and Mr. Barnes? He couldn't make eye contact with you all class.
I shifted uncomfortably in my seat and glanced at Jace. We woke up late. Imani grabbed my wrist.
Okay, we need to talk, she said, dragging me away from the table and the boys.
When we were far enough away, she slapped my chest.
What the hell? She whispered yelled. I thought you weren't getting back together with Jace. What happened to, I hate him with all my heart. He's a dickhead. He deserves to die.
Glancing back over at the table, I noticed Jace smiling at me. I didn't know how I wanted us to be in school. I wanted him, and I didn't want to hide it anymore. But those rumors and those pranks and all that shit this morning had almost been too much.
He had a reason, I admitted, for doing everything that he did to me.
Imani scrunched her nose.
Come on, are you seriously going to believe him? He's a player, and everyone knows it.
I grabbed Imani's hand and squeezed it hard. I can't tell you what it is, but I can promise you that I'm not being stupid. At least I hoped I wasn't.
Jace has been through so much. I still love him. I always will.
Just know that if he fucking hurts you again, I will get Poison on his ass to kill him, Imani threatened, glancing over at Poison. Landon smirked at her and blew her a fucking kiss.
You know that they would, too. They hate rich, bratty kids like him.
I held out my pinky and let her curl hers around mine.
Deal. If Jace breaks my heart again, you can get Poison on his ass, I said, letting out a chuckle. Make them do anything that they want to do to him. Kai has some ideas.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.